أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. In it there is the share of those people too, that is those who entered the city Madinah Munawwara and brought Iman before them, and they love those who escape to them for protection, and they do not mind what the Muhajireen receive, and they prefer them before themselves, though they may be very poor. Whoever is saved from his own greed, they are the successful ones. Note, this ayat mentions the Ansar radiallahu anhum, showing their good qualities, one of them being that they accepted Iman and learnt true piety while staying at home. Normally, it is difficult to learn these qualities while staying at home because there are many obstacles and distractions at home. The other special quality that the Ansar radiallahu anhum had was that of real love for the Muhajireen radiallahu anhum. The brotherhood between the Muhajireen and the Ansar. Those who know the early history of Islam are astonished at the amount of love the Ansar had for the Muhajireen. One incident is written here as an example. When Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Madinah Munawwara, he made brothers between the Muhajireen and the Ansar. One person from the Muhajireen became a brother with one from the Ansar. This was because the Muhajireen were strangers in Madinah Munawwara and they had no one else to help them. The Ansar, who were from Madinah Munawwara, made life easy for the Muhajireen by helping and caring for them. This was an excellent plan made by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where one person from the Ansar found it easy to take care of one Muhajir brother. Each one was able to look after one person. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, Muhajir, gives his own story. He says, when the Muhajireen came to Madinah Munawwara, I was joined with Sa'd ibn Rabi'a radiallahu anhu and Ansari as a brother. Sa'd radiallahu anhu told me that he was the richest person in Madinah Munawwara and that I should take half of his wealth and also marry one of his wives whom he would divorce for me, so that marriage could take place after her iddat, her waiting period. Yazid bin Asam radiallahu anhu says that once the Ansar requested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that their farms should be divided into two parts and one half be given to a Muhajir brother. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not agree with this idea. He wanted the Muhajireen to work on the farms of the Ansar so that both would benefit from each other. Let us give a suffix. One of them.